Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Yevamos Daf Tzadichas, Yevamos 98. Today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara discusses a teaching that Rabbi Akiva said with respect to Yonah ben Amittai. That Rabbi Akiva had said he heard that there was a teaching that Ben Yoyasin said that when he went to the Karchi Yom, when he went to the edge of the sea, the islands of the sea, he found one convert, and this convert had said to him two laws, and the convert had said that Rabbi Akiva sat on this bench and said two laws, and one of the things was about Yonah ben Amittai. One of the laws that he said, what was the statement that this convert quoted in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? He said, "Vayhi dvar Hashem al Yonah sheinis lemor." It says in the verse in the book of Jonah, in Jonah chapter 3, verse 1, that God spoke to Jonah a second time, meaning to say God had told Jonah to go to Nineveh. And then after Jonah got tossed from the large fish, it said that God spoke to Jonah a second time. And Rabbi Akiva gave him an exposition, Shenis dibrai mo shlina, shlishis lo dibrai mo, that the divine presence spoke with Jonah a second time, but didn't speak with Jonah a third time. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean that God did not speak with Jonah a third time? But it says in a different verse, it says in the book of Kings, it says that the divine presence spoke with Jonah another time, as it states about the testimony about Yeravim ben Yoash, who heshivet kvol Yisrael, milavo chamas adyam arava, kedvar Hashem diber biyad avdo Yonah ben Amittai Navi. And so what's the background here? That Yeravim ben Yoash was one of the kings of Israel, and he ruled for 41 years. And Yeravim was also a king that did bad in the eyes of God, and he did not depart from all the sins that his father Yeravim, of all the sins that had been done by Yeravim ben Nevat. And so therefore, under Yeravim ben Yoash's kingdom, the Jewish people were successful in conquering the land of Israel and expanding its boundaries from the territory of Aram. As it stated in this verse, who heshivis kvul Yisrael, that he basically helped conquer the territory from Uvo Hamas until Yamarava. So we see that he was successful in expanding the territory. The Chachamim have an argument in the Yerushalmi in Tractate Chala, chapter 2, Halacha Aleph, Im Yeravash conquered more than all of the kings that were before him, or rather, what he did was he just went back and conquered everything that the other kings had conquered but had lost. And what's the reason why Yeravim, if he was wicked, merited to conquer all this land even though he was wicked? Because Yeravim tells us in Tana de Be'elio that he did not accept Lashon Hara about Amos the prophet. And so therefore, since he didn't, even though he was a wicked person, since he didn't accept Lashon Hara, it shows that he was able to merit conquering the land. We see the power of somebody. So the Talmud continues and says that we see that God had spoken to the prophet Yonah another time, not just twice. He had spoken a third time. So Amar Avina, so Ravina explained that what's the reason why Rabbi Akiva says that God did not speak with Yonah a third time? Al iske Ninveh kamar, that when it says that God spoke with Ninveh twice, it means that God spoke with him about Ninveh twice. About Ninveh, God only spoke with Jonah the prophet twice, but he didn't speak with him about it a third time. But with respect to the prophecy of Yeravim ben Yoash expanding the territory, that God did speak to Ninveh, God did speak to Yonah a third time. The Gemara gives a different answer of Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak says that the verse does not mean to say that God only spoke with Yonah, that God spoke with Yonah about expanding the boundaries of Israel, but that's not what the verse meant to say. But this was what the verse meant to say. Hachikamar kidvar Hashem asher diber biyad avdo hanavi, that this was the words of God that God spoke through his servant the prophet. And then it states kishem shenepach leninve meira'a tova kach bimei Yeravim ben Yoash nepach am Yisrael meira'a tova, that just like during the prophecy about Ninveh, when they listened to Jonah and the bad was turned into good, so too in the days of Yeravim ben Yoash, the Jewish people were turned from bad to good, as it states, "Ki avdam melech Aram and that the king of Aram was. So we see from here that Yeravam ben Yoash was able to expand the boundaries during this period. And so basically we're saying that Yonah, that it's not that God spoke his prophecy to Yonah here, maybe according to Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak, the prophecy was Yonah was only limited to Nineveh. It wasn't that God prophesied to Yonah ben Amittai other times, that Yonah's prophecy was only about Nineveh. But here, in this situation that God was prophesizing in the second book of Kings and was using the parallel of Jonah the prophet. The Aruch HaNer explains, what's the connection at all between the turning from bad to good that was in the time of Nineveh to the turning of the bad to good during the days of Yeravam, because otherwise it's seemingly random that you're taking this out of context and putting it here. So some of the commentaries try to explain the connection, but the bottom line is it's really a dispute as to how we view the prophecy of Yonah ben Amittai. Was he somebody who was limited in his prophetic visions, or was somebody who was around for a while, was prophesizing to kings in addition to prophesizing to Nineveh?